This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the border crisis continues, President Biden wants to block a President Trump policy that actually deterred illegal immigration.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartels do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Electric motor vehicle builder Tesla has issued a recall to some of its models.
Tesla has issued recalls for nearly 500,000 Model S and Model 3 cars due to trunk and camera defects. This applies to all Model 3 cars released between 2017 and 2020, and also some Model S vehicles. According to Tesla, the Model 3 cars may have problems with the opening and closing of the trunk, which can affect the cable harness that attaches to the rearview camera. This causes the camera to unexpectedly fail. The Model S car could have problems with the closing of the front trunk, which could cause traffic accidents. Tesla estimates only 1% of the Model 3 will display the defect, but for the Model S vehicles, the number is much higher at 14%. In August, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration launched an investigation into Tesla following 11 crashes that left one person dead and 17 others injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A $51 million superyacht, Utopia 4, owned by multimillionaire J.R. Rittinger, rear-ended and sunk a gas tanker in the Bahamas on Christmas Eve. According to reports, the Utopia hit the stern of the tanker, the tropic breeze at 10 p.m. local time, off the coast of New Providence Island. Maritime Management, which owns the sunken ship, says the catastrophic force of the collision pierced the stern, sinking it 2,000 feet below the surface. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there, along with the plethora of interviews with these great guests that we have on that are here to share, all that they know about, whatever the topic is. No 8-second sound bites, and we want to get into the depth of it so that this way you have a better understanding and knowledge of these topics that we're dealing with culturally. You know, when you think back, where all this racial hoax began, you go back to Trayvon Martin case, right, which Joel Gilbert has been on with us many times to talk about. And, you know, and you think maybe hope upon hope that the full exposure of the hoax and the race baiting after the Jussie Smollett case, that maybe it might come to an end. I think we might hope to, if it could only be that easy. But the fact of the matter is when you follow the money, you realize that these racial hoaxes generate money to people who have a particular interest, a greed interest, or, you know, in the case of Jussie Smollett, an interest to enlarge his self-acclaimed celebrity. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a hoax is a hoax is a hoax. He is a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He was the one that brought us the film, The Trayvon Martin Hoax, and he's here to talk about Jussie Smollett and also the Kim Potter trial. Joel, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great show. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, here it is. I mean, you broke down the Trayvon Martin hoax that here it is. You know, you go back all those years ago. Little did we know what it was going to ignite. And we're still dealing with this hoax that even to this day, you know, some talking heads will refer to the Trayvon Martin situation that happened in Florida as fact. They have rewritten history, or they think, they're going to play on our emotions and try to give us some, some new perception, which is not anywhere close to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but.
Right. Well, as a reminder, Black Lives Matter actually started as a result of, they said, because of the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. Now, Trayvon Martin case, of course, is where Ben Crump, who was a slumlord, owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal tax liens, and his partner, Daryl Parker, who owed hundreds of thousands in federal tax liens, partnered up with Al Sharpton and also the Obama Justice Department to create a race hoax out of the Zimmerman case. And out of that emerged Black Lives Matter and this entire narrative of anti-racism, that not only are people asking for money like Ben Crump, just give me millions of dollars, but in fact also there's people that want power from this. So it's money and power. The Democrat Party in 2012, Black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012 in the presidential race, so they were looking for this type of incident to exploit black voters and motivate them to come out and vote for Obama, even though everything had gotten worse for them and nothing had improved under Obama. So I exposed the Trayvon Martin hoax that they used a fake witness, Rachel Gentile, the 250-pound girl who was mentally challenged, a year older than Trayvon. They had her pretend to be Trayvon's girlfriend. In the Trayvon hoax, I found the real girlfriend, the real girl that was on the phone with him, and this film took off pretty well. When Zimmerman sued Crump and the Martin family, it got a lot more publicity. But as you say, to this day, people still refer to the Zimmerman acquittal as somehow justifying all of this nonsense, when in fact it was a hoax to begin with. Of course, I follow the Jesse Smollett case, which we all knew was pretty much ridiculous from the beginning. It turns out Jesse Smollett's a good actor, but a terrible writer. You know, the acting was just fine, but the script was just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But the interest, those in power who wanted to exploit that for power, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and the like, they backed him up at first. And when, of course, it unraveled pretty quickly, they still, you know, don't want to talk about it. Luckily enough, the cops weren't buying it, and they didn't like being made fools of. So this is, we saw this whole thing unravel. And as you say, we're probably going to continue to see these race hoaxes. In fact, every major noose incident, there's been about eight of them in the past 6-7 years. Every one of these incidences where some noose was found somewhere turned out to be a hoax. And people are onto it now, but those that want to exploit race for political means and power and money still exist.
Well, because, I mean, even bank robbers, they figure, look, if they can get a bank, that's about $3,000, and they're all finding different ways, you know, with, cyber invasion and, the stuff that they're doing right now over the Internet, because $3,000 is chump money, but that still doesn't stop people from doing it. And even these race hoax, they may not hit, a seven-figure jackpot, but, hey, look, at even if they hit five or six, it's kind of worth their while. And it amazes me, going back to Benjamin Crump, why he isn't disbarred and why he hasn't been indicted for perpetrating this big lie that has caused the deaths of so many people. Because, as you stated, even in the movie, that the anger that was raised because of this hoax, I mean, there were people that were flat out killed, and what the perpetrator would say to the victim is, this is in the name of Trayvon Martin.
That's right. That happened. Well, look, they just opened a Florida law school, just opened a Ben Crump School of Social Justice. So this thing just takes on a life of its own. Don't forget the justice system has been totally corrupted from this. Mm-hmm. It used to be, in Zimmerman's case, at least they investigated the crime for 3 weeks. They exonerated Zimmerman. They said, no crime, self-defense, see you later, it's over. Of course, Crump came forward with his fake witness to get Zimmerman arrested. But what's happened in the last few years is simply a rush to judgment. DAs will charge somebody with murder within 24, 48 hours, really out of fear of the lynch mob, because Ben Crump, Al Sharpton's BLM lynch mob is forming outside their police headquarters or outside the mayor's office, so they just charge everyone with murder.
Right.
And then, you know, a year or so later, this goes to court, and like we saw in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the prosecution is stuck trying to prove things that never happened, and of course, he got acquitted. You've got other cases like the Derek Chauvin case where it really was just an accident. He didn't intentionally kill him. He was in the line of duty, was holding this guy down. He probably sat on him for too long, but he was being accosted by this crowd of maniacs screaming at him. And, they charged him with all kind of murder and federal charges. Everybody, any police officer within, 20 yards was charged with murder. They're still going to court for that. And now we're seeing this ridiculous case of Kim Potter in Minneapolis, of all places, where clearly it was on video, it was an accident. This guy was fleeing an arrest, he got into his car, someone could have been hurt or injured if he took off or had a gun in the car when he's fleeing. She accidentally shot him with a taser, with a gun instead of a taser.
Gun instead of taser, right.
And she's charged with murder.
And she even clearly stated that she was going to tase him. I mean, and she was letting her partner know that she had what she thought was a taser in her hand, not the gun. And
just an accident.
Yes.
This is how it's rushed to judgment. You're charged manslaughter. You go to jail for life. I compare it to a surgeon. We have surgeons in this country. Occasionally, some of them make a mistake. Sometimes it can be fatal. That's why we have insurance policies and payouts.
Exactly.
Or the surgeon could get fired if he was grossly negligent. But we don't put surgeons in jail because there'd be no more surgeons.
Got to pick it up from there. More from Joel after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Joel Gilbert, a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose film, The Trayvon Hoax, has really brought a lot of consternation to those on the left that want to buy into this victim narrative, and anybody else who is not interested in due process. I mean, the thing is so scary right now is that You know, like Joel was saying earlier, our Justice Department is under a lot of pressure and being compromised in so many ways. I mean, to such a degree that you've got judges that don't want to pick up cases. You got people probably that don't even want to be on juries, especially after what we saw again happen with the Rittenhouse case, where you even had, a media type following the bus that was carrying the jury. I mean, it was all about intimidation. And you've got the recent words of the president of Black Lives Matter in New York, who says, look, if these things don't happen our way, we're going to burn it down. I mean, that's quite threatening. I mean, to me, you know, talk about treason and insurrection, but then he kind of soft-pedaled it back. But how do you soft-pedal those kind of aggressive statements, Joel?
Yeah, well, look, in the Arbery case with Travis McMichael, the McMichaels in Brunswick, Georgia, Ben Crump was down there with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. They were actually in the courtroom, and then they had 500 pastors supposedly had a big protest outside the court. So if you're on the jury, you're thinking, I got two choices. I can be a dead man walking, or I can vote guilty. Not guilty is simply not an option if there's a lynch mob outside. It's just not worth it. It's like, why do I have to ruin my life because this kid tried to take the gun off of that guy and he ended up getting shot? Why should my life be over? That's what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. So this is how, you know, Crump has gone around intimidating juries and having a lynch mob outside, threatening juries, media following them. It's absolutely un-American. And there is some pushback occasionally. For instance, George Zimmerman has a lawsuit against Ben Crump, Trayvon's parents, Rachel Gentile, the fake witness, and the real girlfriend, Brittany Diamond Eugene, on January 3rd in Tallahassee. It got moved to another county, and it's a motion to dismiss. Now, if he gets over that, he can start deposing these people and further exposing this whole hoax that started this entire Black Lives Matter movement and the entire anti-racism agenda of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now kind of like this cult that worships these false narratives of anti-racism, of course, climate change and COVIDism, I call it. So they got this holy trinity. And if you don't agree completely with their version of these issues, then you are, you can get canceled. So people are very afraid to stand up against this stuff.
How do they try to hold some sort of credibility after the Jesse Smollett, boondoggle?
Well, Jesse Smollett was, like I said, he's a good actor. He's a terrible writer. And people don't remember that actually there was an anti-lynching bill in the Senate that was sponsored by Cory Booker pending in the Senate at that same time. And who jumped to Smollett's defense immediately was Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, and who tried to get him out of it? The highest levels of the Democrat Party, Tina Tetchin, who was Michelle Obama's chief of staff, called Kim Fox, the DA in Chicago, and got him off with a $10,000 fine. So it's hard for me to believe that the Democrat Party wasn't kind of aware of this hoax. They're certainly in on it in trying to get him out of the situation, but fortunately the cops didn't like being made fools of, so it proceeded to this trial. I don't know that, if the media doesn't cover it, it never happened. So they're just going to kind of move on like it never happened. Don't forget that terrible murder of five people at the parade in Wisconsin. This guy, Daryl Brooks, big BLM supporter, mowed down five people. Who even knows about this? It was the day after the media, which is 95% left-wing media, just kind of moved on and doesn't even cover it. But they still talk about the Charlottesville hoax where some guy ran over a person and claimed that Trump had supported it.
Which is the furthest thing from the truth. But this is the deal. It's one lie after another, and they're unending and relentless. I mean, and that's the thing. Like with the possibility that Trump may run in 2024, they're freaking out. I mean, they're doing everything they can and spending a lot of political capital and any other resources to try to knock Trump out. But, You know, all this stuff, this accumulation of lies from the mainstream media. I mean, how some of these talking heads, you know, from the left maintain any kind of credibility. It's like, I don't want to see them anymore. I mean, here they bought into this stuff, and I don't, you know, the ladies from The View, boy, they just all were all in for this stuff and, you know, backing Jussie Smollett and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, please, come on, give me a break.
Look, you're right. People have come a long way since, you know, 2012. I had a film called Dreams from My Real Father, where I made the case that Obama's real father was not the Kenyan Obama. It was, in fact, the guy that raised him in Hawaii named Frank Marshall Davis, who also radicalized him. He was a Communist Party member out of Chicago. And at first, people were like, well, if CNN hasn't covered this, could it really be true? And
yes.
Within a year or two, by 2014, when Obama had shown his true colors, ramming Obamacare through, coming up with this radical agenda that no one voted for and throwing the voters under the bus, a couple years later, people were like, oh, well, of course CNN wouldn't touch this. And during the Trump years, he really shined a light on how corrupt the media was and still is today. So people have come a long way in terms of being skeptical of what they hear. And despite all the character assassination of Trump, I think he's still overwhelmingly probably the one that got 81 million votes and not Biden. And they do fear someone who can lead a populist movement. If
yes.
someone can, there can be a leader of a populist movement to reject all this statism and globalism and socialist policies. That's their biggest fear. So a reemerging Donald Trump or a reemerging someone like him that could lead this movement does terrify them.
Well, what he does is he brings the even the Republicans and the party itself away from that indoctrination and that kind of safe space that the Democrats have made for them to allow them to kind of, you know, cross over when it's convenient for the Democrats to have them cross over. And that's where they get so smushy, is they abandon the conservative principles that got them elected. And Donald Trump was holding their feet to the fire and holding them accountable, and they didn't like it. So he was a disturbing force just on the face to the Democrats and the woke left, the progressive left, because he called it out like he saw it. And guess what? It was gaining traction. And all of a sudden you had a lot of mainstream America going, hey, this guy's speaking our language. He gets it. And why not? I mean, he's not beholden to the traditions of the Beltway. He's not he doesn't care about the cocktail parties. He doesn't care about all the inside ball of you know, the whole bureaucracy. He's just there to serve the people. And how dare somebody, you know, how dare an outsider come in and think that it's about serving the people when we know that it's about, you know, it's about our futures. It's about our own existence and opportunities to get reelected.
Well, look, they did succeed to some great extent of keeping Trump in a box, preventing him from executing a lot of his policies. Trump's good at firing people, I guess, but he wasn't good at hiring people. He hired a number of these national security advisors, McMasterson, all these guys that he brought in really didn't serve him well. So the Republican establishment, the deep state, Democrats, they sure put up a fight while he was in office, and they're still busy to this day with his January 6th committee and investigating him in the state of New York for nothing, trying to make to prevent him from reemerging onto the political scene.
Well, you know that he's such a force because, you know, again, think about all the energy and political capital that they're paying against this movement, aren't they?
They really are desperate to make sure he doesn't reemerge because they view him as an existential threat. And I believe that's why they made sure he did not win in those five Democrat counties where they controlled the vote.
Well, Joel, we got to have you back. We'll look forward to an update on what happens with with George Zimmerman and that pending lawsuit against Benjamin Crump and the Martin family.
I'll update you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you with us. Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, that gave us the movie on the Trayvon Martin hoax. Thank you so much. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As we get ready for the greatest gift ever to be bestowed upon humankind. Christmas is just around the corner. We welcome you back at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And dealing with the news of the day, deliberations in the Jussie Smollett case enters day number two. It is in the hands of the jury. Meanwhile, Black Lives Matter insists on backing Jussie Smollett. They say we can never believe the police. Again, this proves case in point what Jordan Peterson had to say in terms of being so ideologically fixed that we render ourselves stupid. You know, what are we about here? Are we about justice for all? And what's hanging in the balance here is really a double-edged sword with what Jussie Smollett has thrust upon the American people and upon our culture right now. With us to talk about it is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and maybe coming soon, the 11th fact that we can't talk about is the Jussie Smollett case, professor.
Yeah, I mean, the Jussie Smollett case has been ridiculous and funny from the beginning, and I mean, it's the ending, you know, the final season of the show, as people say, with the mixed simulation jokes, isn't disappointing. Mm-hmm. You know, the Black Lives Matter endorsing Smollett and saying essentially they would never believe a police officer. I mean, that was a surprise. The philosopher Liam Bright on Twitter, a witty black guy, said that the political left seems dedicated to taking every possible L, like every imaginable defeat. They could have stayed out of this one. But, I mean, nonetheless, that does indicate something about BLM. I mean, that this is a radical organization, has been all along, so down the line. But we'll see what normal citizens say about Jussie today.
Without a doubt. And plus, it's interesting to note that we're not hearing a lot from Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson and all this, are we?
Well, no. I think that there's a split in kind of the civil rights establishment between, you know, whatever you might think of them, the Jesse's, the Al's, the people that have hosted big meetings, the NAACP, and kind of the young radicals. I mean, so you're seeing a lot of, you know, third wave feminist groups come out and endorse Jesse Smollett. You're seeing BLM, National Foundation, endorse Jesse Smollett. I don't think Jesse Jackson, who is, for all his flaws, a pragmatic old street fighter, a politician who's run for president, I don't think he's going to come out there and say Jesse told the truth. Because at a certain level, it's obvious he didn't. I mean, we have the Olsen-Dario brothers in court saying all kind of crazy stuff, that he paid them by personal check to beat him up, that they were apparently all gay lovers. I mean, it's an insane case. But I don't think that, you know, someone like Mel Brooks or Jesse Jackson, any of these guys are going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Exactly. And meanwhile, you had named talking heads in the mainstream media in support of this, extending an incredible amount of compassion, The View as well, and they've gone rather silent. And maybe to their credit a little bit, is they're waiting on due process. Imagine that. And waiting to see what the judgment finally is before they, you know, come out and offer any kind of apology. If that's even within their sphere of reason and fairness.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to see any apologies here. Not that wouldn't be deserved, but I mean, there are levels of bias. I mean, if this makes sense. In the Ahmaud Arbery case, for example, the right tends to be pro-police, but you didn't see, you know, right-wing big guns like Sean Hannity come out in support of the McMichaels because they were obviously guilty. It's the same thing in the Rittenhouse case, where, I mean, there was a lot of screaming and frantic nonsense from the left, but I mean, newsmen like Jake Tapper, who had watched the video and seen that Rittenhouse was pretty clearly innocent, it didn't have a whole lot to say. And this is either one of those cases times 10x, because we know that Jussie Smollett is guilty. I mean, I'm a lawyer by background. I wouldn't say that in a case if I wasn't pretty sure of it, but I mean, we have the video, if you remember from 2019, of the Olsen-Dario brothers going with Smollett's check and buying ropes and bright red hats and all of this stuff in Chicago. We know what happened. The only thing that's making this case at all interesting is Jussie Smollett not just accepting his 6 months in jail, but instead saying that he's not guilty. And I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Well, you know, it's consistent. Dinesh D'Souza, one time we were talking, and he said that what he learned from his days of incarceration, if you remember, for some voter impropriety, right? Some donation to a friend. And anyway, he said that what he learned, the big takeaway for him in that 8 month of incarceration was, he says, Bill, the cons never give up the con. That is a credo. And here you've got Jussie Smollett, and I see this time again, ever since he said that to me, I see this time and again where the cons just refuse. I mean, forget it. Their hands in the cookie jar, crumbs all over the face, and they're saying, what cookie? I didn't take no cookie. You know, come on.
Well, there actually are whole songs about that from, like, youth party culture. I mean, like Shaggy, the Jamaican, whatever, rapper, basically, but has a whole song about, like, getting drunk, sleeping with someone else, his wife catches him, and it's just the entire kind of, this whole song is just him lying, like, are you going to believe me or your eyes? To a certain extent, that's a much older line from the old romantic comedies, right? It's the same situation,
yes.
The guy's wife walks in. But I think that to a certain extent, if you're an utterly amoral person, if you're on that sociopath line, and a lot of successful people are, actually, let's not delude ourselves here. But, I mean, to a certain extent, there's nothing ever to be gained by being honorable and telling the truth. What Jussie Smollett has to understand at some level is that there's a certain block of Americans, stupid white liberals, you know, Hood brothers, people that are just going to say, I don't believe the guy from Empire did it. I don't trust the justice system. That's maybe 25% of blacks, 30% of liberal whites. So you're talking to that audience. You're saying, I want you buying the CDs and the DVDs when I get out. So there's really no reason to say, yeah, I'm an idiot. You know, I tried to start a race war. I committed this major race hoax. So what would that gain you, I guess? And the answer for most people is just sort of, you know, honor, dignity. You get to do year probation and work with the tent. I mean, come on, give it up. You got caught. But you're right. Exactly. A hardened con is never going to say I got caught because their job is one that involves getting caught.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's just that simple. And the thing is, you know, I project it and consider the impact that it has. I mean, here you are raising kids and you're trying to teach them these moral values. And this kind of stuff is infiltrating the culture and them. I mean, it's kind of like what happened during the Clinton impeachment deal. It ignited a sexual revolution that is so underreported even to this day, which is quite shocking, is that you had a lot of teenagers, you know, because it all depended on what the definition of is, and it wasn't exactly sex. And so, you know, if you didn't do sex in a traditional way, everything else was okay. And the thing is, Will, I got to tell you, this even impacted kids that were church-going kids, that were part of Christian families to an incredible degree. There was this incredible book that was written where they had interviewed all these young girls and their definition of what sex, and it was in direct relationship to what was put out into the marketplace so irresponsibly by a president of the United States. And we're underestimating what that will do, as I believe that we're underestimating the impact that this could have for people who are suffering real racial offenses that need to be heard. And this is all being compromised at their expense. Thank you very much, Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll talk after a break, probably.
Yeah,
there's a lot
right
there. I mean, I'm interested in whether the Clinton trial did have an effect on, say, teen pregnancy rates or something like that, because there are a lot of factors in society. But yeah, the idea that people, especially church-going kids, had sex a bit more in the 90s by using these flexible definitions, like does anal count? I mean, that's been discussed by pretty well-known people.
Right. But this definitely, you know, came into play, and for some reason I just saw it as a deposit into the minds of these young people and gave them a license to to justify their sexual misbehavior, and all because the president was fighting for his political life. We've got more from Professor Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Thank you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
A little mood music for the season, why not? Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Riley, I wanted you to finish your thought here because we were getting, slowed down by the coming break. And I want you to pick up your thought before we went to break.
Well, I want to keep this as PG as possible. And I think the idea that socially friendly high school girls have flexible definitions of sex, I mean, as someone who went to Catholic school for part of the 90s, I don't think that's entirely new, just keeping it there. But, I mean, certainly if you're trying to raise kids, the increasing relativism in society might be a way to put that. That is something that you're going to notice all around you. So, yeah, I mean, the Bill Clinton impeachment. Now, one solution, of course, is just not to expose your kids to a lot of this crap.
Right.
Our culture is, in general, a good one for adults. We're ruthless in business. We have delicious food from all around the world. You know, our edgy cosmopolitanism isn't bad if you're 40 and you can avoid it by living in the suburbs. It's very troubling if you are a 9-year-old girl or something like that, and you're seeing the beauty and sexuality messages that are being sent to you and so on. To some extent, as a parent, you can avoid 90% of this. I mean, you know, send your kid to a good private school in town if you can afford that. You'd give them a flip phone as opposed to an iPhone. I mean, there's really no reason why someone in that high school freshman zone where you could be influenced by this should be watching, like, all the episodes of Empire Uncensored. Yeah. But nonetheless, of course, people do, and that's something that it is a force in society. So, yeah, if you see Bill Clinton lying and BSing, and then Jussie Smollett lying and BSing, and this is part of a culture where everyone seems to be lying and BSing all the time, where you see Trump and Biden going against each other in a televised setting, and there's no reason for your kid to avoid that. Yes, of course, that's going to have a negative impact. It's one of the issues of living in a modern cosmopolitan society. It's one of the biggest issues.
Well, and you brought up something that is so key to this, and this is, you know, this moral relativism and, the truth is relative. When we went down that road and began to embrace that concept, this is what brought us to today, that allows for fake news, that allows for anonymous reporting, it allows for, here we are supposedly talking about justice and social justice, and the court of public opinion is running around half-cocked, hanging people and taking them to the gallows before they know the whole story. I mean, look what they want to do. You bring up Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, he was already signed, sealed, delivered, and done as far as the court of public opinion was concerned. And then they went through due process. And for those, as you said, there's still a percentage of people that just cannot accept that a jury of his peers unanimously, vacated his sentence.
Yeah, the Rittenhouse thing is an interesting example, and I'll get into the broader point in a second, but it's an interesting example of the problems with media, because Kyle Rittenhouse was obviously innocent, and he was presented as obviously guilty. And that indicates the impact that bias can have. I mean, most people aren't going to stand up even now and say totally immoral, insane things. they're just going to present things from their own perspective as much as possible. And you can really see huge swings in what's seen as true just based on those perspectives. So, I mean, most people I knew that watched mainstream American news, for example, thought Kyle Rittenhouse had only killed black people. I've had major conversations about that in barbershops, on basketball courts, so on. And most people, that probably the 70% majority, were shocked to find out that everyone who was shot was white.
Right.
Because there were conscious efforts to avoid saying that. The pictures would come maybe once at the start of each segment. And then you'd go into something like Black Lives Matter protesters protesting for the dignity of black lives. That was the description on CNN. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the Rittenhouse thing was remarkable. Now, the question of whether you need morality to be a good leader and so on is actually an interesting one. I mean, I think Julius Caesar would probably say no. But there has to be kind of a hard line that's drawn. Traditionally, what people in kind of non-Christian but highly civilized societies, whether you're talking about Greece or the Abbasid Caliphate, would say is that morals, how you treat your wife or something, may be relative, but objective truths are not relative. So if someone shot three white guys, I don't think any historical philosopher would say it makes sense to say they shot three black guys. Mm-hmm. And although yes. both of us probably think morality is preferable, that's a perfectly functional standard for society. The problem, though, is that we now seem to be relativistic enough that people are saying, no, we're challenging the objective truths, too. So, I mean, you saw lessons, but you saw Colin Wright on Tucker the other day, mm-hmm. the famous biologist, saying sex is real. And it's very, very weird. I mean, he gave a good presentation, so on, but it's very, very weird that we're now trotting people out to say that sex exists. And it implies to me that there are a lot of people arguing that it doesn't. So that often is where you end up when you get into the trendy postmodern space. You know, like once people have redefined most of the values, well, I mean, to get published, you have to do something else.
Right. Well, you know, and to your point here, I believe the truth can withstand the scrutiny. I mean, it proves itself out time and again, and it's okay. Go ahead and challenge it. I mean, you know, go ahead and challenge the law of gravity, for example. You know, you're going to find out when you hit the ground, oh, doggone, you know, that hurts, and gravity still exists. So, and this is kind of the phase that it seems that our culture is going through right now. One sidebar of admonition for Kyle Rittenhouse, I might add, I saw him doing a podcast, and he had something to say about LeBron, and I thought that was, you know, on the face, a bit inappropriate, inopportune, and I think that this is not helping him. For a kid who says that he supported Black Lives Matter, and, you know, for him to come across, because I think that people have had, you know, out of everything that was said and done, an initial response after the trial that this kid was, he's innocent, he's 18, he's a young man, seems to be pretty sharp and that sort of thing, but he's getting caught up in the spotlight a little bit, and I think that he could learn something from another young man, you know, who was able to garner bazillions of dollars just by being quiet. Nick Sandman, who has spoken with Kyle and has given him some counsel, but I think that Kyle is getting ahead of himself a bit and trying to think that he's you know, some sort of social justice warrior and, you know, attacking. I mean, leave LeBron James alone. Let him say what he's going to say, and it'll stand on its own. And but he doesn't need to answer back and be aggressive. I think if he continues down that road, it's not going to serve him well.
Well, I think I kind of disagree on that. I think broadly that's true. So, like, I gave advice to Kyle Rittenhouse on social media. Apparently people in his camp saw it. But I basically just said, I mean, Kyle Rittenhouse should take 6 or 7 months off and get totally out of the public spotlight.
Exactly.
And,
I agree with that.
You know, yeah, but like work out, go hunting. He's apparently a good shooter. I mean, you know, hang out with, he apparently has a steady girl. Spend some time with her. I mean, you've been in jail, my guy. I mean, for quite a while. You know, just this sort of thing, you know, reunite with your parents. The last thing for Rittenhouse that would be mentally healthy, like people that are heavily in the culture war debate, whether or not we find them entertaining as adult men, but like Matt Getz, we're saying things like, I'd love Kyle Rittenhouse to come be my intern. I'd love him to come live in D.C. near me. And I mean, you know, this is someone who's currently involved in a legal case involving some dubious, but they're there, sexual allocation. D.C. sixth or seventh biggest city in the country. There's no way that's good for Kyle Rittenhouse. So what he needs to do is get out of the spotlight, spend some time with his family. But with that said, I thought the one LeBron comment, as long as he didn't keep making this, was actually very appropriate. It went viral that day. Because Rittenhouse is saying these things that celebrities say have an actual impact. Like, I'm the defendant in a criminal case. And there's someone out there making jokes, like it looks like the defendant is fake crying. So the whole set of those comments, like, you could have sent me to jail, bro. You know, like, it's hard for me to cheer for professional athletics if you guys keep doing this. That, I think, was the one that resonated with almost every sports fan. I mean, NFL viewership dropped by 20% or whatever it was. I mean, just on and on down the line. Like, I think that's the way a lot of guys feel. Like, I won't say shut up and dribble as an ethnic man as you are, but it's pretty close. You know, like, go out there, do your job. Like, I don't get to come to a courtroom and just give my random opinions on different things.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. I guess for me, what I am you know, saying to you and exposing to my audience is an oversensitivity to the language. I just didn't, you know, I just didn't want to hear him, you know, say, you know, F you, LeBron. I just, you know, it's like, you know, I don't think that really, because what LeBron had to say, I think the court of public opinion, and as you stated, had already decided that, you know, LeBron was off base and, you know, whatever, and he's just, you know, He should concentrate on his game.
Well, yeah, again, as an adult man, I mean, it's always better to be sort of quietly dignified. If he just said, well, I wish LeBron had considered that he could have sent me to jail and then move on to the next question, yeah, of course, that would be better. The basic point, I think, is valid. And there are a lot of different things that you can ask there. Like, should the right be focused on having kind of its own edgy spaces where you're, you know, having a profane debate about basketball, Kyle Rittenhouse? I don't know. I mean, I think that's something that's become very popular as a form of entertainment. And I personally, I'm not the most moral guy in the world. I have no objection to it. But is that, are you, by challenging the culture constantly, just doing the same thing? Like, do you need a right-wing version of, like, the edgy R-rated movie studio? I mean, I think that's a question people are going to start debating pretty intensely.
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think you're right. As we wrap things up here, about 40 seconds left, this January 6th commission continues, and they just, I don't know that there's much credibility here. It seems like they've got the conclusion already figured out. They're just, you know, going through the process, I guess.
Well, I mean, this is the last sentence. Remember, this is a hyper-partisan organization. I mean, they didn't let the minority party pick the minority members. I'm sure the Republicans are capable of this kind of thing, too, but it's just propaganda TV, North Korean media.
Yep.
Like, Jim Jordan was thrown off the cake. Yeah, I wouldn't pay too much attention to it.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.